Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Too bad Beyonce's not here to bet you something.
I know. I think about that guy every, let's go, other day.
All right, guys, we'll go ahead and get started. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open the Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. So go ahead and take attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
We'll start with public comment. Anything that's not on the agenda today, now would be the time to come forward if it's something that is not on the agenda. All right, Trudy.
Trudy, how you doing?
Good. Thank you. Trudy Jepson, Hubbard, Nebraska. And I do this every few years. I come in and then I get tired and then I leave. So I'm back. on my mind is M Avenue, paving to the state recreation area, Danish Alps. I received a letter, and you should all have seen that already, about paving of Highway 35 from the other side of Hubbard up to 7735. And I called the lady here, Sierra, and asked her, how do we get something done with the state and the county while you're right there? You're right there by the M Avenue. It'd be so nice to get that done. It's necessary when campers and RVs come through. They are not used to all the heavy traffic. They see a county road and they are gawking all over the place. They drive in the middle of the road. It's just not safe. And cars and trucks that live down there have a right to be there, and they're doing what they normally do. So I would like to see the speed limit lowered, for one, which would help lower the costs. It is 35 miles an hour from Scott Scow's corner to the entrance of the lake. There are signs that say 35. I think 35 would be great. If it needs to get lower, that's fine. In town in Hubbard, they have a lower speed limit. I should know this, 15 or 20. So this is a transition period from the regular county road into the village. And if it was paved, campers and everybody would stay on their side of the road. I'm surprised we haven't had a bigger accident there. It's, from what I've been told, two hills with a valley in between. And one person that does dirt work and is very good at it told me that if you push the dirt from one hill into the center, makes it more of a plateau, a better sight of line, vision. That should help also in reducing costs. So I would like to get the cost down on this project. You had it engineered and spec'd out before. I would like to have it stay on the agenda. I understand it's on the 1 in 6 plan to have something done. Mm-hmm. I haven't kept up enough to know if that's a paving or what that is.
They just, any roads that we're looking at doing work on in the next 6 years are on the 1 in 6, and you can do whatever you want with those roads. It's not like this one's up for this and this one's up for this. It's just okay. Roads that we know need to be looked at.
This one to have a pavement of some sort, and I don't know what you need for semis to be able to handle it, but I would like to see that, and I would like the speed reduced.
So is the speed reduced? How about from the bridge in Hubbard to the top of the hill?
It's considered county road. There's no signs. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it goes by whatever is on the law, which I believe is 55?
I think it's 50.
Okay.
Okay.
It's that, unless
then,
it's posted.
But then further on down, it's been reduced to 35.
If it's posted differently, otherwise it's 50.
Yes.
Unless it's posted.
Correct. I used to work at the driver's license. I used to know that number.
Mm-hmm. I remember
you still
forget. So that's what I'm here about today. Is I would really like to see this. proceed, and I understand you have changing of the guards with the new commissioners coming in January, but I would like this to be on your minds, the ones that are staying, and if there's anything that you can do to start before you guys get off, would be greatly appreciated. Hubbard would really like to have something, and tourism is a money generator for the county.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, one thing, and the letter said that the state would be willing to, or you mentioned cost share.
Sierra mentioned the word cost share to me. I didn't bring that up.
But as soon as I heard that,
I thought, I'm coming here to tell you guys.
Yeah, that would be a key part of it, because we looked at it. We've looked at it several times over the years.
Yes.
And it was very costly.
And Kevin Don Magal is the other one that's in the letter that is working with. So Kevin and Sierra are the two. And I think it would have a lot more weight if a commissioner would call them personally and discuss it. And
I know Papio, Missouri's, you know, expressed some interest in possibly doing a part of a cost share, too. So
that would be great.
Bob, would you be willing to reach out to make those phone calls?
Sure. This is my two cents on this deal. And this has been an ongoing for, when did I get there, 10 years ago?
Oh, it's been more than that.
Has it been more than that?
Yeah. 2011, 2009, okay. I don't know, somewhere in there.
Okay.
It was 12 or 13.
So, but anyways, I know that when Joan, you know, Spencer and I, and I think one of the other commissioners, I don't remember who it was, but we had a few sit-downs with several entities trying to figure out. And, of course, it seemed like everybody, it wasn't held together, the round table meeting, if you will, meaning it kind of broke off and kind of got forgotten about. And basically what needs to happen is somebody needs to take the horns, and because all these entities that were involved, the Papillon, et cetera, you know, they have projected projects for maybe 2 to 3 years. So that just needs to maybe, somebody needs to get on it, stay on it, and don't let it die. And,
yes.
And maybe, you know, in 2 to 3 or 4 years or whatever, you know, it could be done.
And the sooner we get it done, the cheaper it's going to be.
Well,
yes.
I understand that. But I'm just saying that's my two cents on it. It just seemed like there was people that were interested in it, but it just seemed like it was a long...
And who do you see as the key component to bringing these together? State roads, state park, NRD, county commissioners, Village of Hubbard.
All the people that you just said, they need to come together.
Yes, but we need one to be the main one that talks to each of
you. That initiates it? Well, the county originally initiated the whole, you know, let's get together, let's talk about this, you know, because that was everybody's concern, you know. But anyways, that's basically the way I see it that needs to happen.
I agree. No one's just going to
puke out whatever the money is, you know, to do this. It's going to be expensive, you know.
Correct.
But anyways, that's what needs to happen. There needs to be a committee formed with all these different people, and it needs to stay active.
Commissioners appoint a committee and get that started? Is that a
possibility? The first thing would be to contact the state and see if they are interested in cost sharing something. Because I will tell you, without a cost share, it'll be pretty tough, especially with the changes that are coming next year with the amount of monies that you're able to raise taxes and things of that nature with the new rules that are on the books. So, but yeah, Bob will reach out, and that will be definitely the first and most important step, I'd say.
I'm just telling you what I seen 10, 12 years ago, or whatever.
I agree.
It was. I'm just telling you what I seen and my thoughts.
And that's why I get frustrated and I quit coming, and then I get more frustrated, and so then I come back.
Yeah, we had a few roundtable discussions with all these, you know, the people that you discussed, and it just fell apart, you know, because it was a long term. So it just needs to come together and stay together.
Yes.
So that's just my thoughts.
Sheree, do we have a copy of that letter?
I emailed it to all you guys, and I also put it in your packet.
We have it.
Week.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I have the phone number for Sierra.
Yes.
So, all right.
All right.
I'll call her.
Thanks for good
service.
Thank you. And for those of you leaving, thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Our pleasure. Thank you.
Anybody else on public comment? Before we start our consent agenda, I'd like to welcome Jeff Reed. He'll be a new commissioner after the first of the year. Glad to see you're here taking things in. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Consent agenda. Any individual items can be removed. This time around, we had the approval of previous minutes, approval of accounts claims for October 27th through November 9th, approval of payroll accounts payable claims, approval of accounts payable claims, Veterans Office quarterly report from July to September of 2024, and the jail quarterly financial reports from July through September. I was able to look through most of them. Bob came in and did payroll for me. I had a meeting at 1 o'clock I had to be at, and he said everything appeared to be in order. I went through the Veterans quarterly report at the Veterans Oversight Committee meeting last Tuesday. And he's doing a lot of really good work in this county for our veterans. And so that's
what I got. Motion to approve the consent agenda items.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
New business. At 3:12. We're going to have a public hearing for the purpose of receiving evidence, either oral or by affidavit, for the applicant and any other person bearing upon the authority of the liquor license for the following business: the Circle S on Stable Drive, 1501 Stable Drive, South Sioux City, Nebraska, Class D beer, wine, spirits, off sale only. So is there anybody here that wishes to offer evidence in support? Anybody here to offer any evidence against? Any neutral comments with regard to the liquor license? All right, at 3:13, we'll go ahead and close the hearing. Then it's up to the board to approve or disapprove the issuance of a liquor license for, how's your business pronounced?
Circle S, sir.
Okay. LLC, Circle S, Stable Drive, 1501. Stable Drive, South Sioux City, Nebraska, for the Class D beer, wine, and spirits off-sale license.
Glad to see you made the purchase. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
That's exciting, yes. How many does this make for you, six or seven?
In South Sioux, this is fourth one.
Four? Okay, right. All right, good for you. I'll make a motion to approve for Muhammad and his people to have the class. Is it a D?
Class D.
Yeah, beer, wine, spirits. Okay, yeah, that's my motion.
I'll second it.
Yeah, what you
get. All right, Brian?
Absolutely.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Present. Yes. I got confused for a second, my bad. So yes.
Thank you for all of you.
Yeah, thank you.
You
bet. Good
luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Emily, what do you got going on there real quick? You got a baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
want
a museum?
Jesus.
He's going to be your manager.
I have to, if you don't mind, because I was wondering about you.
Yeah,
me too.
Oh, boy.
Three. I don't see that
much.
Oh. 1 month old
today.
Last.
Wow.
Name?
A week ago?
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago. Oh, 2 weeks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I probably won't find anything. Thanks. No, I just... I'll look.
He's a good-looking fella. Congratulations. Tell Jonathan as well.
I will. Thank you.
Stephanie Gatzmeyer, treasurer, to report the number of distress warrants and total amount of money involved upon turning the distress warrants over to the sheriff. Her second week on the job and she's not here. How about that? But in her stead, our new deputy treasurer.
Were you appointed the deputy, was you?
Yes.
Nice.
Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Lisa Haddock, deputy treasurer.
Congratulations.
She gave me the folder, so...
Hi.
Now I'm here.
Good for you.
So from her report, it looks like there was 127 distress warrants issued. Total amount was $15,584.51. And broken down, the taxes were $14,651.83 with interest at $678.68, and then the fees were
$254. Okay. Formality.
All right. So
that's all. She's like, that's all.
So then you turn them over to Randy. Randy, you still taking care of those?
Yep. All right. So.
Randy's back there looking.
Nobody's more experienced than Randy. Nobody's more experienced with Randy than doing these, so he'll get that figured out.
Do we need any type of? It's just information only.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jess. You listen.
Good.
Approval resolution 24C-029. To certify highway superintendent for year calendar 2024.
So all of this is a form by the state. We do it every year. It's just to certify that you've had a licensed highway superintendent for the calendar year 24.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad we do.
Thank you.
Okay, so you need approval for resolution 24C-029. I'll make a motion.
Second.
Take your pick on that one.
Take your pick.
Bob.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
CEC and the board to discuss 647 Lakeuna Drive septic issue and board to determine how to proceed.
Hi.
Hey, Brett.
Good afternoon.
Did you lose a bet? Wearing that Iowa State sweatshirt.
It is kind of embarrassing to wear today. Yeah, you're right.
That's wrestling. All right.
I was at the game this weekend, so I got to see it firsthand.
Damn. Yep.
two items before you guys today. The first one is a septic tank issue that we've talked about a little bit throughout this project. We have its current location exposed. It's in the ditch. The splitter box for the septic line is right there in the ditch as well, and it's less than a foot deep from where the bottom of the ditch is supposed to be. So we're recommending that it be removed from that spot and replaced somewhere else. Don't have a recommendation yet on where it should be replaced. We just know that it needs to be replaced.
So when I was reading the three different emails, you talked about the one splitter box that had dirt and stuff in it. Mm-hmm. That's not this box?
I thought it was this box, and then I saw the picture of it, and it didn't look that bad at all. It didn't look like it was full of dirt.
But okay, because I was thinking maybe we had one that was discontinued. But.
Okay, yeah, that's what our dirt contractor told us, was that this one had some dirt in it, and it looked like it wasn't operating right. And
but it appears to
be. The actual pictures, and it looks like it's operating. Yeah, it looked empty. So.
Okay.
But yes, right now it's a gravity line crossing underneath the road, not very deep, and then where that splitter box is in the ditch is pretty shallow as well, so. I wouldn't want to leave that there just a foot deep underneath.
Is it in a place that it would make sense to do a culvert in there, or probably not?
I don't think so, no. It's possible that we could do that. It's just, is this where you want to keep it?
Yeah.
In the right of way, in the ditch there, and I probably could find a way to make it work if it stayed there.
Who's the homeowner on that piece?
Mike Wilms, I believe.
Okay. And so what's the next step? We're deciding what we want to do.
So I think
you're making a recommendation.
I think someone's got to come up with a plan of where to put this and how to do it. So if we're going to convert the gravity line to, say, a pump, then this house would probably need a grinder pump put in, and then another line bored underneath the street, and then a new splitter box set that this would go into so that it can function the way it's supposed to.
So at a deeper depth?
At a deeper depth, yes.
And that's,
we're at least getting this line underneath there pumped.
Would they have to put a secondary pump in to make it so it's not 7-8 foot below grade to where the leach field worked properly? Or
wherever it would just be one pump that would go after the grinder pit to take it from there down, over, up, and then back into the splitter box.
Okay.
One continuous force main line that would send it to the splitter box, whatever elevation that new splitter box gets put at, and wherever that gets put on the property. Or is it possible still that some way this could be redone in the front yard there, like some of the other properties have here?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done any design on that to make that kind of call. So that's part of the options here, I think, today is do we find somebody to design this? Do we potentially design this and figure out a new plan for this homeowner septic system? And then what do we do with it at that point, too?
Is that something that you guys do?
We're capable, certainly, yes. I just didn't want to volunteer us for it,
yeah.
But we're capable of doing that, yes. And also, if there's a contract that you're probably not going to use up the full of that contract, then there's certainly dollars available there that mm-hmm. we can use to do it, if I'm going to pitch us for that work.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, would you be able to use the existing drain field then if you have the grinder and the pump or not?
It's possible.
You'd have to do some checking first to see?
Yeah, I think we'd have to make sure everything's functioning right, and anything we're going to reuse, if we're going to take responsibility for the final product, we're going to want to be sure that it's working right. Full disclosure, I'm not an expert on septic tanks by any means. So
that if you place that pump, where would you think the pump would be placed?
Somewhere in the front yard, right where there's likely a pit somewhere in the front yard right now.
So if the split is the splitter, how much coverage is there on the splitter box?
I don't know for sure what the final coverage needs to be. I just know where it's sitting right now. If it's only a foot deep in that ditch,
so
it's likely going to be.
Then how could you possibly use the existing leach field if you're not going to lower the splitter box?
With putting in a pump, that splitter box really could go at whatever elevation we want it to go. The pump is going to get it up to whatever elevation.
And then force it into
it's essentially a force main all the way into the splitter, whereas right now it's just a gravity line that mm-hmm. flows straight to the splitter. So we could move that splitter box wherever, and the pump is going to send it there, just like a sump pump from your basement's pumping it out through mm-hmm. the floor and out through the front of the house, whatever.
Right, yeah, I'm just thinking about that splitter box. Then after the splitter box, it would have to come back up to get into the leach field.
Well, no, we would put the splitter box where it needs to be, at whatever elevation, so that it can gravity flow out of that splitter box into the leach field.
Yeah, that was my question about the leach field, or the splitter box. Would it stay at its present?
No, so yeah, now where it's at, it's too low.
Yeah.
And we want to pick it up a little bit further.
Yeah.
Or if it stayed at that elevation, it would have to be on the private property further away.
Mm-hmm.
It's less about that it's too low, it's that there's not enough cover on it.
It'd be much better, in my opinion, it'd be much better to have that system on the property owner's property.
Yes, I would think.
Because I don't know that we found anywhere where there are any permits or anybody said, hey, you can go ahead and run that across the road. I don't know if there is or isn't, but I haven't seen anything.
Not as far as I know. I don't want to make the final determination on that.
Yeah.
But
Does that system function okay right now?
I believe it is functioning right now, yes. I haven't heard any complaints either about backups in the basement or anything of the sort. But
it's one of those deals that if you don't do something with it, it's going to cause a problem later.
And it'll freeze up.
And if it does have a problem later, I would want to be able to say for sure that it's nobody's fault associated with this project.
Mm-hmm. So if we moved it, say, so you do a plan, then we find a contractor to do it, or is there?
I would say up to you guys, whether a third-party contractor does this themselves or whether that's something that you change order into the project.
Okay.
I haven't talked to the contractor about doing this work at all yet, so it could be either way. If I was going to take a guess, I would think they probably want to get their job closed out if they can avoid doing it, but at the same time, you have the authority to say, we want you to do this with the project.
Yeah.
It's work associated with the project. So, up to you guys there.
So I guess, what do you think? I think I'd make the recommendation that they go ahead and make the contacts with the homeowner and see that if it can be placed on their property.
Yeah,
bring us information back at the meeting in 2 weeks. And
is this the only one you think is the problem?
There may be one more that's a problem, but they've dug the ditch there, and I don't know that they've found it yet. So we'd have to probably do some more exploratory digging, or we could say that we don't know where it's at right now. We haven't exposed it, and to everybody's knowledge, it's not going to be a problem.
But then if it gets cold and it does freeze, if it's close to the ground, then they'll have a big problem.
And there could potentially be a problem, yes.
Do you think you guys should, maybe since you did this project and dug out that ditch and
everything you guys should maybe.
You guys, you're one of us guys.
Do what?
This is the way I'm thinking anyway.
This wasn't my idea. I was just wondering, you know, if maybe for would it be a lot of work to go check it out?
It'd just be some more excavating, I'm sure, probably hydro excavating, which right now I don't, the contractor's done some, and I don't know if they charged anything for.
Does the other homeowner think that there's an issue? Do they think their leach field is over on that side? Have you heard anything? There is
at least one other leach field,
yeah,
I'm sure, that's on that side of the street. The depth of their splitter box, mm-hmm, in relation to the ditch, that I don't know yet. We've never found where that splitter box is.
But I mean, if it got cold and it froze up in their basement, you know, got full, they probably wouldn't be very happy. So, mm-hmm,
And that's one that they tried to locate already. Because I was out there when they were.
Yes.
Cutting.
Yes. They found where the line crosses the street. They just haven't found where the splitter box is to know that that's right in the ditch, or if it's on the private property, like it probably should be at least.
Mm-hmm. Any idea how old these systems are? Are these
the one down the street? One of them is 10 to 15 years old, and the other one's 4 or 5 years old.
Which one's the problem now?
The one that we have exposed that we know of is at 647, which is Wilms. I'm not sure if that's the older one or not. If memory serves you right, then it could be the...
Because life expectancy of 20 or 25 years is probably about it for a septic system, I mean, without having to do some work.
I don't know for certain.
Nah, Sandy's... they go a long time. As sandy as it is out there, it's really sandy. But yeah, that's right. They always need a little maintenance.
They do.
They just need pumped out on a regular basis and problem free. People forget that.
Yeah, they
do.
That's a whole other issue.
So, all right, so you guys good with that?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it handled. How's that sound? Is that basically what you're telling him? I want to put this thing to bed.
Well, yeah, but we want to see some numbers.
Well, no, I get that, but and he will give us some numbers, but.
Us guys going to see some numbers.
Well, listen.
We want an numbers guy, Marty.
Well, this is the thing. The estimate's sooner than later because, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, the weather, I mean, it ain't like we're in the middle of summertime right now.
Yep.
I mean, shit could go south in a hurry, you know, and then it's going to create a lot of problems.
So, CEC, proceed with figuring out what the design or design is to,
yep,
get it switched over and relocated.
Yep.
Get a contractor, is the contractor on this project, to price it,
yep,
as a change order, and then submit all of that to you guys at a future meeting here.
Yep.
We'll try for in 2 weeks.
Yeah, try, yep, for 2 weeks. Okay.
With these potential costs, we're still under the original.
What's that?
Significantly, yes.
Under the estimate.
Both under the total engineering contract, still by a ways. And then definitely under the construction contract by ways too. I want to say that change order deduct, or it'll be official change order at the end, but that earlier deduct was $170,000.
Yeah. Okay, real quick here. I just want to tell you real quick. It's irritating to me, okay, and I want to stay kind of biased, neutral, whatever you want to say, because this whole ordeal should not be taking place right now, okay? And that's what infuriates me, okay, especially when there was never permission, okay? And then originally you get blindsided by emails and phone calls, you know, saying that, you know, I want to save the county some money because, you know, we have our, you know, septic business, leach fields, and it was never approved, you know?
Is it common in your business to find septic systems and county right-of-ways?
So it just irritates me, and this is the thing, and what I asked you before, try to keep track of that for me, because I'm really curious, because I would love to know at the end of the day what this septic business, what it's actually costing the county, okay?
Certainly, yeah. This will do it.
I would love to know that.
This will go a long ways to quantifying that, yes.
Yeah.
The design of it, then the bid for relocating it. Maybe some miscellaneous time before that, I suppose.
Scott, was that your motion then to go ahead and have him do that?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'd second that.
Like I said, I just want to get into, I mean, more than likely it's going to be nice, but the weather crunch, you just want to get it done and over with.
Mm-hmm.
Put to bed, see you later,
agree, yes.
Move on to the next project.
Troy?
Yeah.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
You agree, don't you? Yes.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Yes.
The second part of that item is doesn't have to be related to what that motion just was, but it's a discussion of how it's paid for. We can, I suppose, that motion pretty much does say then that we'll move forward with this as project costs.
Yeah.
If there are still thoughts on how that should be handled or paid for later, I would leave that up to the county, between the county and this homeowner, if
okay.
that is agreeable to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Second item are some driveways and some rock that is in the front yard. So there are two properties in particular. One of them, I think, is this 647 as well, and then another property where they put rock along the majority of the frontage of the property so that somebody could pull off and park in those areas, whether they were parking perpendicular or parallel on those rock areas, I'm not totally sure, but now we have a paved road there, obviously, and we've given everybody paved driveways coming off of it. The question here is, do we put rock back in all of that area where these two homeowners had rock coming off of the roadway before?
I just drove by there on my way into the meeting today, and it looks like several of the homeowners have put rock down in some areas. Did they do that through you guys, or did they get a hold of somebody else to haul some in, do you know?
Something new, you're saying?
Yeah, there was just some places where I get, there's four or five homes that have rock in front of them. Yes, crush.
Crush.
Crush, crush yeah. stuff, you're saying?
Crush, yeah.
Not to my knowledge through us.
Okay.
I haven't.
And maybe they talked to Gills when they were out there.
So what's he asking us then? Are we going to pay to put rock in front of these people's houses?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking us?
Yeah, so there's all of these spots where you can, typically you want to control access to the roadway with a driveway, a curb cut, an opening of some sort, and these properties have access along the entire frontage of their property, which if you're designing something, that's not the way that you want to do it.
The question that I would have is the one that we always have. You know, if county says, well, let's go ahead and rock this out on the right-of-way of the road and say that you're going to park there, because we know you're going to park there if we put the rock there, is there any type of liability for the county for...
I would say there has to be, yes.
Yeah, for doing that. So that would be my only sticking point on it. I mean...
And if you do it for one, you got to do it for everybody.
And most of them, even in front of those two houses, the rock, there's quite a bit of the rock is still there. There's just a band probably 6 foot wide between the road and that. So
then what we had presented in the email that I sent out was do nothing more. So we would leave the paved driveway portion there as their access to the road and then seed everything that's left. That's the do nothing, I would call it. Option two would be we put in some width of rock next to these driveways so that they've got something a little bit more of a parking pad than what they have right now, but less than what they had before. And then option three would be to return it to what it was before, which would be rock through the majority of their frontage there.
What do you think, Scott?
What I like is if you look at a lot of county roads, okay, let's just use North Bluff Road, for example, okay? What, Jolene or Lance, what do we have? What, 2 or 3 foot? 4 foot, maybe?
On
the side of the road of like North Bluff Road that before it turns to grass?
Yeah.
Maybe. A couple feet. And I think that should apply in this scenario here as well. You know,
even like Pringer's addition out there, there's no...
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's zero. I mean, their yards go right to the street, so...
And a number of the homeowners that didn't want the rock on that side for that reason, so they could mow right up to the road.
Correct.
We heard that from a number of the homeowners.
We would be contradicting that a little bit by putting a bunch of rock back on the north side of the street.
So, Kim, do you think it'd be in our best interest to do it or not do it, or... No opinion.
Without knowing exactly what Norma would say.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that would open up liability.
I would say seed it and go on. That's what I would say. That would be my...
That is how it's designed currently, too. Yes, we don't show rock going back in those areas.
So no action.
Just leave it.
No action. We don't need any action.
No, there's no action because you have it seeded already.
We could... It wouldn't be be seeded yet, but you...
But no, 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 but you have
design
it, and the design to be seeded.
Yeah, and a lot of... They're fine-grained out there. They're getting pretty close. Do you, off the top of your head, know what a fully loaded cement truck would weigh?
Oh, gosh.
I was going to ask Google that before I came.
75,000 pounds.
Because that wrecker weighs 74,000 that's out there. And so that the big black wrecker that sets out there of that weighs 74,000 pounds. Is our road good with that vehicle there?
I believe so. I'd have to do some math, though, and check.
Okay, double check before. I don't want you to do math right here on the spot, but when you come back, would you just look into that just a little bit? I'm pretty sure that it's less than a fully loaded cement truck, but it looks big out there.
It's massive, and the reason why I was told 75,000 pounds is because that was a concern with that tow truck, and of course, when I talked to the contractor, he's like, you know, most city streets or 7 inches, okay? It ain't like you're going to have, you know, pounding nonstop, you know. And he said a concrete truck weighs 75,000 pounds, is what he told me.
Yeah.
And he said, and they're on streets all the time. So he said, you know, the seven inches would be fine. Now, if it was a highway, you know, you'd have issues.
And a lot of that, too, whatever the weight of the vehicle is one thing. It's how many tires does it have?
Yep. Yeah, and he does have an extra axle.
Yeah. The majority of these, majority of a road, just from that weight sitting on the concrete by itself, is going to be fine, usually. I can say that definitively. The design of the roads usually has to do with how many vehicles and the size of those vehicles that are going to be hitting it repeatedly over years and years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, PSI of a concrete, 4,000 PSI concrete, 4,000 pounds per square inch. So you look at how many square inches those tires mm-hmm. take up, and it's going to hold 70-some thousand pounds without a problem.
Okay.
But yeah, whether or not it would be rated to be hit with that all the time is a different story.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else for him? All right, thanks, Brett.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you all.
I appreciate it, Brett.
No.
Jolene Goobles, Old Business Highway Superintendent, Road Report.
Hello.
Hey, Jolene.
Hello.
We had 169 hours of maintaining, 11 hours on tree removal, 75 hours on 250th Street. Did a culvert cleaning out a ditch there, 24 hours on 110th Street. 106.25 hours of hauling gravel. We hauled 101.56 tons of 1-inch rock, 773.33 tons of road gravel, and we hauled 678.39 tons of gravel into the yard. We had 18 hours on sign repair and requests for grading on Fiddler and L and gravel on Fiddler and Jewel. We met this morning with MEI on M Avenue, and we will open those bids next Wednesday and then present them the following Monday at the board meeting.
Okay.
We kind of ran into a couple issues on a road out there by Dan Lux, if you're heading south, and about right where his driveway is, the road kind of kinks.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of get that road centered back up, that's... You do too much and it's going to start falling under a restoration project instead of a maintenance project. So we decided to bid them the first 2 miles and then break up that from 230th to Fiddler into half miles.
Okay.
So we could kind of see, because once we get to that point past Dan's driveway, then it could become more costly and more of a project than what we were thinking of doing to begin with. So.
Okay.
Hopefully the numbers come in good on that.
How about the 1-inch gravel? Where'd you use that, or just
down there? The culvert on Southwest Road got finished, and so we hauled rock out to that last week. So that's where that went.
So. And have you gotten Lance? Is the roads grading a little better with the moisture in them?
Yes.
Are they short a little rock now?
They are short a little.
A lot of rock?
Yes.
And we're hoping S Avenue, about all they had left to do was get some rock on that road, so over by Emerson. So hoping to get that, hopefully the rain holds off and they can get rock on there, we can get that open. So
that cubic corner there.
That looks good.
Turned out nice.
Yeah. Yep. So any other questions?
No, I think that'll do it.
Thanks, Jolene.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That road took a beating out there though, didn't it? I drove by it on Sunday. Yeah, well.
It doesn't look like we have any ARPA requests.
What?
No way. That's got to be the first time ever.
What? Is there any money left in that? Is that the reason why?
We need to.
Yeah.
The
concrete truck weighs anywhere from 65 to 75,000 pounds.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. So we'll have to get them bids open and decide, because any money that is left in that, we'll find out that number exactly for the next meeting too, has to be, doesn't have to be spent, but it's got to be spoken for by the first of the year. Mm-hmm. So.
Wahoo, right?
I have to go through the portal and put all the projects so that they know that it's coming.
Okay.
If you had to guess, just a wild guess, couple hundred grand left?
I think maybe a little more than that. Maybe three or four.
I have, and for the road M Avenue, I just plugged in what was left, which is a little over 400,000.
Yeah. All right. We'll do the commissioner committee reports. Anybody have any?
I have nothing.
Mail or emergency business?
So it's actually
8:45.
That's our next meeting.
Yeah, school went. What? Just what is it in the morning?
Time of deal.
We're closed Thursday and Friday, so we have 3 days to get payroll.
Payroll, that's right. That's right. It makes sense. All right. I just want to make sure I wasn't did something.
And accounts too.
Yep. 8:45. Now shoot me a text then, would you? Thanks a lot.
Then we have our quarterly jail visit that I'm sure Randy will host.
See, you listen to me. You'll understand someday when you get old. Okay, you might not, because you've lived in the gen whatever era. Okay,
all right.
So I'm old school, so I don't put stuff in my phone.